Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Oh my god. I don't hear any burning toast.
I think it's when you were using the toaster oven.
Oh, okay.
And there's a crumbs in
the fact that you seem confused by it stressed me out.
Yeah.
It was like maybe it wasn't.
No, that's fine. That makes sense.
I
just don't have a toaster oven. I do think toaster ovens are so cool. That's the one like extra little thing.
I have a regular toaster. I think it costs $7.
Toaster ovens are
kind of
weirdly expensive.
I have the shittiest toaster ever.
Great. Yeah. I don't own a toaster. I just fry bread.
You got one with like the air fryer.
David, before you come in, can you quickly look in the kitchen?
So I technically have an air fryer.
This will be a paranoid. Thank you.
Yeah. So, but I feel like I don't know. I just feel like a little toaster.
My accent shits.
I burp.
All good. Thank you. Gapcast, content day 2, shot 424. It's like the final chunk.
Did you know notice who the executive producer is?
Jennifer is the executive producer.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, you're
CP
welcome.
Over here.
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me and menacing?
We all just turned to stare at you at the same time.
Holding your tech deck. Okay. So we're
previously on Greetings Adventures.
It is I, the Abbot.
We come with two friends, two weird friends. Griff and Kitten.
Don't know.
Is this a situation where you need to either find a mate or maybe kill someone?
Oh, a mate would not suit at all.
No mate?
I must take care of the business myself.
Oh!
Do you just need like a room and some ambient music?
It don't work though.
Your penis.
It don't work!
That's it. Or I didn't want to say it.
Or your cloaca or whatever.
Whatever.
So, okay.
We don't need to go into detail.
Supposing we were to like stretch it out and like put it like in a splint so it doesn't have to be hard. It's just...
So, you, the Abbot, don't know how we can get a potion of virility.
Well...
But, is what I'm hearing. Or is the only way to get one in the boneyard.
There's a creature there. Go figure. Mm-hmm.
Griff and Kitten actually have like a pretty cool shortcut too that helps you get there without any issues.
Yo, what's up? Oh,
well, Rama, we took care of something for you.
What you got for me?
Dreader.
Oh my god!
Is it somewhere I should put this? You wanted to like hang it on
a spike
or something, right?
Yeah, I got a spike over there. You can just. Mount it up.
You got it, baby.
And then we had to hang out at the goblin pit, too. So, I think
the goblin pit, too.
A dragon masturbating is a beautiful thing. Okay.
There's no shame in it. There's no shame in it.
There's no shame in it. It is how this particular breed reproduces, as we've discussed.
Asexual.
We're not sure if it's more than them or not. We're not going to go into it.
Ratma, we're going to get the bone golem. Make everything really good. Maybe more weirdos will show up.
You never know.
We gotta get all 108 stars of destiny to really make our shit pop. Because we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're at 12 right
people.
Now.
People.
Oh my god, that's a dozen.
Bye.
See you later.
And then we set out.
You set out.
From the goblin pit.
So the thing about bones is you gotta whack them, okay?
Okay.
So you there with your daggers. What's your name?
It is Milton or Screech, depending on who you're looking at.
Both confusing. I'm just razzing you. I prefer. Sometimes your piercing daggers and things like that don't do much. Got to get in there with some pow, pow, pow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that, but.
Okay. I trust you.
I'm actually going to not have. I'm going to have you come in through one of those entrances.
Mm. Wow.
Nice. Hey, look, we're going. The path goes down.
We all pile out of the.
Out of the outhouse, yeah. That's the secret door. The hidden door is through the outhouse.
Can I get some perception roll?
No, baby.
Okay.
19. Dirty 19.
18.
That was bad. 2 5s in a row. Let's go.
I got a 16.
5 and a 9.
Can you put these right around the corner from you guys?
Okay. What are those? Are they the friends? Some sort of friends? So these were made by Games Workshop in 1999.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't make figures like that anymore.
Some people were playing Dreamcast. Yeah. Some people were making Bones.
Is that when the Sega Dreamcast came out?
Would it be weird if it wasn't?
No.
I don't know.
No. Some people were playing it.
When did it come out?
I think it was $9.99.
That's the same year that he just said.
Yup.
Yep. Oh. Yep, that's... That's what he said.
Bachman, we're always talking the same language, but
yeah,
I just don't hear you.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't mean it. Like, fine. I hear you, no, but I just feel like...
Let me go first.
I want to go first.
You take a first watch?
Are you... Oh.
What? No.
Are you ready to sleep again right in front of these skellies?
I guess I could sleep.
Yeah, I can sleep.
But we don't know the skellies are there unless they are making xylophones.
Wait, no, there's gonna be skellies.
Your perception rolls have told you that you believe there are skeletons. All right. Up and moving.
We're in the bone zone.
Okay. Screech and... Right.
So I need to click long rest 6 times.
Okay. All three get...
Do we need
it?
Let's go.
Yay.
All three get emboldening bonded, so that's that D4 thing.
Oh my god! So a D4 and a D8.
Mm-hmm. And I need to get my perception up.
Should Screech or Milton just like do like a little scout, make sure there's not just like some more.
Oh, like holes. If he could like scoot along the wall.
Yeah, there's nothing I love more than the rogues scouting everything.
Yeah.
19 plus 9, 28. Did I do that? Am I stealthed? Mm-hmm. So I just come over here.
And I over can't embolden bond myself until level 9.
Now the question that I'm asking myself is: are there more because I scouted, or were you already planning on more being there?
Hard to say.
This is like when you activate the second pod in XCOM. It's like shit. We know they're there, so if we do need that.
Put them.
Oh my god! There's so many of them.
Put them down this hallway.
So we have 6 skeletons in this main room around the corner from us. Screech scouted ahead a long hallway of another 5 skeletons and got a peeky at what we have to assume is the bone golem down that hallway. So not close to us, but everyone needs to make sure they fight quietly.
Yeah, I just realized it really should have been Beholder Doodle that scouted ahead. You'd be like, how'd you get out there and back?
How did you see?
So I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's all bad news, actually.
But give us both the same time.
11 skeletons and a bone golem.
Oh my. Okay, that's not so bad. We needed the bone golem. We need the bone golem. So
that's the good news. Is I found him.
Yeah.
Oh, bad news is he's huge.
Fuck.
That's fair.
Well, I have some experience against undead, so.
Okay. Do you know?
Yeah, I can make things more difficult for them, which means I have chill touch, and it gives undead disadvantage.
Nice.
And when in addition to hitting them.
Oh, cool. Damage. Good for you.
Yeah.
Sick.
You can touch all of them?
I'm gonna touch them.
Who wants to get touched?
I also get to, again, do the fireball. I just really blast them. Just
honestly.
And I have lightning bolt, which can hit multiple targets.
Does Chuck have, like,
turn undead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I don't have the one that auto kills them, I believe. If I understand how it works. Turn undead just makes them run for you. But they can't take actions, so.
My assumption, if like you were to blast here, is that they'd probably hear. Do skeletons have ears? Who's to say?
They have holes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they would
have ears.
They'd probably come.
Um,
can we leave at least one that's not totally ruined?
One skeleton?
It can be dead, just not totally.
Like, not exploded.
Not liquefied?
Yeah.
So I should also say that this place is full of bones.
You just grab bones everywhere. You just pick them up.
Oh. There's bones everywhere. Okay. This is where people dump their dead.
Like wait, if there's bones everywhere, then can I take just like a minute?
That's like the thing, the ducks in the park are free, you can just take them.
Ducks in the park are free?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Nobody owns the ducks. You can take a duck.
Rourke is
true. There's got to be a law against that.
There's got to be a law against that.
You're allowed to have a duck. As your lawyer, you're allowed to have a duck.
That's your bird law.
Yeah.
Yet another Charlie-ism. Interesting. What's up?
What are we doing?
Waiting for Rourke to make a new friend, I think.
Yes. Yeah, I take a minute and she takes a pile of bones and then I put... Oh, this is so gross. She takes her dagger and she stabs her finger and she bleeds on the bones. Hold on, this is really cool. Just watch me. Give me a second.
Sure, it's funny.
And then she takes the dagger and like slices a piece of her skin off. And she, like, puts it on there, and then she takes some bone dust, and she, like, she licks a little bit, and then
she puts
some on it. And then I make an anime dead. I got a skeleton of my own. He can do things, too.
He's different.
I got a skeleton.
Nice.
Wow! Yeah!
Are you a necromancer?
His name's Bobby.
Bobby!
Booby. Hey, yes.
I don't like this turn of events, but you know what? I'm glad you're applying myself, so good job.
Or are you glad you're applying yourself?
Wait,
the fuck?
If someone else would just apply myself,
we could get through this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, now what?
Game. So are we gonna fireball this first one?
I mean, it's gonna
start the fight with these guys, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know what their movement is. If you're back here, back to back fireball these groups of skeletons?
I mean, I could.
You go there, I'll be right behind you.
Okay.
And then as soon as you get done shooting, you bust, I go in front of you.
Yeah, what's our bust order, Michael?
That's up to you.
Once again,
Celine's busting first.
I am busting first.
But Chuck's bust ready to action is as soon as she busts, he stands in front of her.
Because wait, do we need to actually do like. our initiative order, or is this just like a surprise?
I do think the map is allowing us to have an insane amount of surprise rounds, and I love it. So we should always do that.
It's a cave. It's twists and turns.
I'm trying to make it fun.
And we're perceiving things, so. Mm-hmm. So I can just go?
No.
Okay.
Do roll initiative.
So okay, that makes done. More sense.
They die from fears. 18 for Chuck.
Ooh, 21.
24.
Oh, damn.
Too fast, too fast.
Who is 24? Screech?
Screech does.
And then Rourke was 21 or
yeah,
Chuck?
Yeah, I had 21.
And then Chuck was?
18.
And something was 18.
Yo,
Milton also first. Has 18.
You, because you're
yeah,
busting.
Yeah, because I'm busting.
And what was, sorry, what was the, Bakken, what did you say?
Milton also has 18.
Yeah, who's,
oh my God.
Who's first? Where does Milton come?
Good Milton swing. Is all the way in the back, so he's got to be second.
So
after, also
Chuck.
After Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because three of us rolled 18.
Yeah. Yeah. No, whoa. I just assume position-wise, he's going to be last. Yeah.
Whoa.
Cool.
All right. I think that's all of you fuckers.
Gertie shows up.
It's my time to shine. Gertie, no. Get back.
Gertie rolled a 30.
Stars of Destiny can die before the final chapter.
Okay. Here's a problem. I'm not going to have 1,000 little things up here.
Yeah.
Do you right? want that's... them to all go on the same initiative?
Is that what you're they doing? Probably should, right? Mm-hmm.
Or at least the group, or at least like the groups of
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
like three. Like,
yeah, first group.
As long
group.
As they get less than 18 for initiative, I'm fine with that.
Like skeleton pod one, skeleton pod two.
Bone mama.
I'm just going to have my skeleton go on my turn.
Screech, echo. You go first.
Let's go.
First.
You can't do that to me.
I attack the dragon deck.
I get very scared. I attack the tech deck. Okay, so I think I got a pass.
Okay.
Because I mean,
you
I'm,
can delay.
I'm not gonna do anything until the fireball.
Yeah, so you're gonna right. delay you're gonna go after Celine.
Yes. Okay. Does that permanently move
yes.
me in the initiative order?
I think so.
Okay.
Is it like
you didn't make a reaction or what is it where you like do something based off of like my turn is once Celine goes, I do this. And
yeah,
that
I'm not
like
concerned
is temporary,
it.
But then if you say you're gonna move your
oh
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I'll just take my turn after Celine. That's fine.
Okay. I mean I don't think it makes a huge
it
difference.
Doesn't.
Yeah. Rourke.
I am going to
oh, and what about your Skelly? Does that go on your turn or
yeah.
Okay.
It's a bonus action.
Bonus
action.
Come on.
I'm going to hold action until after Celine, and then any skeleton that should come close to us, I will stab him. Otherwise, wait till I can move forward. So I'm basically just going to skip my turn.
Okay, unless...
A skeleton bum rushes us.
Okay.
Is it my turn, or are you still doing something?
It is your turn.
Okay. Well... I would like to cast a fireball right in the middle of these skeletons,
yeah.
please. So that's a deck save for these skellies.
Get those bone mamas. Melt them.
Hopefully better get my D6s together.
Put them in a body bag.
24. Oh, I got a one natural 20 in there.
Hey.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's what I'm talking
no.
about.
No.
Let's go.
They take half damage when they.
Okay.
Right? From fireball? Yeah.
Yes.
What do they need to succeed?
15.
Three of them succeed and three of them fail.
Okay. It's all right. Let's roll this damage up, baby. That's 8 dice. That's cocked. Okay, time to do math.
This is a little gurgle.
10, 20, 4. So 24 fire damage, so then 12 to the ones that were half.
Half of them are destroyed.
Which half
the closer?
Yeah. Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Fuck those bones! Fuck those bones!
And these guys are like, oh god! They're all like flailing.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Ouch! And then I guess I only push one. Oh, that's so sad. I guess I just try. I would like to try to push the one closest here back into that if I can.
You have to fail first.
Yeah. I do like that you're like, well, he's gonna fail. But he might not. Help. Yeah, he fails.
Five feet back, dummy.
Yeah, so again, like, Celine, like, everyone's, like, behind Celine, and Celine just is, like, like, fireball down the hallway. Several of them literally exploding.
Can I ask for a slight retcon?
Okay.
Push me.
Oh, push you? Yeah, I guess that's true, because the person can choose to not. All right, I can't reach it. Okay. Push Chuck 5 feet forward. I push it.
That's so, like 15 feet.
That was like...
Yeah, but
I go next, and I'm using my... Well, I think I go next, and then I use my movement. So.
And it feels to you like literally like a hand just like shoved you into your lower back.
Hey, watch it. Oh, wait.
It's like Colossus throwing Wolverine.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Screech...
If you could only throw 5 feet.
Unless Screech is going after Chuck.
I mean, Screech is next. But...
You moved your turn, right?
I moved it to after Celine.
Yeah, okay.
So
Screech is now. Sorry, Chuck.
What the fuck?
But you're still, you moved around. You're
repositioned. I was so fucking ready.
You're repositioned now.
Unless you want to just delay again.
But... No, it's Screech is like, Screech is probably... gotten so into the battle and into like all of our victories that he's probably let his guard down a touch in terms of hiding his abilities. He's gonna
It was like when you're in constant battles, like, you know.
What's 30 feet like?
It's a little bit in front of me.
It should be six squares.
25, 30. Yeah. Right there.
It's like a stealthy thing. It's stealthy.
What the fuck is that?
Chuck just feels like wind breathed by him.
It's funny because you do get at least 2d4, or you get 1d4 and then a d8. So that d4 that fell off the hand.
Is that a one-time thing? I forget.
What do you mean one-time thing?
Like is it per
turn or just once?
Yeah, is that what it is? Like the d4 and the d8?
I think, yes.
How often in wind do I get them?
Okay. Yeah, I think.
Not per round, but per turn.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so 8 plus 9, 17, and then 1 and 1.
Hell yeah.
19 stealth. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's just there and he said...
Okay. Chuck, you can double move if you want it. Right?
Yeah, you could if you're not going to do an attack.
Oh my god.
So I use the momentum of the shove by Celine and I rush forward and I get in front of all three and then I will do my word of radiance. So I kind of like rush forward and a blast of radiant light shoots out from me. These three bonies need to take constitution saving throw, my friend.
It's friggin' bonies.
Three friggin' bonies. I've got a 3 and a 8 and a 17.
Okay. The two that, the 17 doesn't take damage, but the other ones do. The other two take... 6 radiant damage.
They both evaporate.
Pop, pop.
Hi.
Sure. Sure. And, yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. Then it would be Milton's turn.
Coming, sir. He'll, move a bit. I mean, he's probably going to double move too, honestly. I think he's plus 4 for his stealth, so it'd be 18.
Okay.
And he'll probably end up like somewhere around here.
Mm. Okay, so right behind Chuck.
Yeah.
In the main kind of opened up cavern room where we found the six skeletons initially.
Yes. Yep. Great. All right. Then, let's see. All right. Can you move the bone golem?
Just no!
As far forward, but he can't get past those guys.
Okay, so he's right in line. Excuse me. Oh my god, look at him!
He's right there.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
He just keeps saying that. And his skeletons are just like bumping into each other and rattling.
Whoop, can I get by you?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Nope. Just kind of squinch.
The bone golem is from Missouri.
Yeah.
Just kind of squinch.
Right. Midwestern.
Yeah. Like Momo.
The, yes. The skeleton that's still in the same room with Chuck.
Yes.
The last remaining skeleton of the first
batch
of six is going to swing its flail at Chuck.
Get out of here, Michael. Don't even
roll. I'm sorry. Ooh, rolled good.
Damn it.
21.
That hits.
5 piercing damage.
Okay. There you, okay. A little respect. A little respect. Thank you.
All right, sorry. Bludgeoning damage.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No respect.
I don't respect that.
And then, I think the five skellies in the hallway are going to start piling into the main room.
Okay.
Like over here?
Yeah, hey guys, what's up? What's up?
You can put them right next to Chuck.
Don't. What's up?
But only two of them can get to Chuck, I think. Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, that's good.
What's up?
All right, Nika has moved the five skeletons.
Wait, what are they looking at?
Yeah, what's so interesting down there? Oh, is it the dragon with the tech deck?
Oh my god, I didn't even see that!
They're looking.
Did you guys see my tech deck where Jermichael and Gertie and Kitten are riding the tech deck together?
That's pretty cool.
They're having a good time.
That's pretty cool.
All right, two skeletons attack Chuck because they're the only people he can see.
I don't give a crap.
The first one is a 9 to hit.
Get out of here.
And then the second one is an 18 to hit.
Yeah. Oh, that hits.
That's going to be another 5 pierce.
Get out of here. Pierce.
God damn it. I'm looking at a thing that says piercing. It's bludgeoning. Because he does have a mace. Right.
Okay. No, he has a sword or axe.
It's each one.
Slashing damage.
Slashing?
Yeah, now it's slashing.
Okay. So it's this one. Damn, okay. Damn.
Yeah, that guy.
That changes everything.
It does. Everything's different now.
It's really more of a...
Chopping? Slashing. Chopping damage?
Bludgeoning?
It is bludgeoning.
An axe is bludgeoning, dude?
No, bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning. Oh,
bludgeoning.
Thank you.
Sorry,
a bludgeon and a blade.
Yeah.
It's a strong slash. It's like you don't, like, slash. You ba-boom-ba.
Yeah, you just...
Ba-boom-ba. Okay.
You pierce and bludgeon and slash all at once. Thank you.
And piss.
And you do and piss a little bit. If you're doing it right, you piss.
Work.
Oh, that's pee. Oh, that's pee. And I know it's pee. Yeah.
45.
Your move is 45?
No, I'm double moving.
And then nobody wants to be left.
Bonus.
I was like,
who are you? Lonnie?
Yeah, aw.
I wish.
That's from our old campaign, which none of these listeners have heard.
That is true. We did recycle all our old listeners and got new ones. You gotta do that every year with the podcast. Flush the old ones out.
Mm-hmm. Celine.
Okay, so I can still. So I just see these new skeletons that are here.
You see them.
Jesus, a lot of skeletons, guys. God, we got 6 skeletons, guys. There's 3 skeletons in front of me, guys. They're doing bludgeoning, slashing, and piercing damage.
And you hear in your head, Ratma, just the memories.
Yeah. Just echoing
just the
in
memory
your head.
Of like. I told you not to go to the boat, yeah.
Her face is like huge in your mind. Well.
Fish eye lens and shit.
So I would like to cast my chill touch, but I would also like to use some of my sorcery points to twin it.
Yo.
So I can get 2 of these guys.
Now there's one injured one.
Okay, one injured one. And yeah, let me get the injured one and then one of the not.
Can you twin fireball?
sucks.
No. I think it has to be something that has an attack roll.
Yeah. Let me actually double check what the word is.
Whereas fireball makes everybody else.
It's not what we're trying to do.
It's pretty much.
Well, but no, but just so I understand. It says, okay, so you can spend sorcery points equal to the spell's level to target a second creature in range with the same spell as long as the spell at the level it's being cast is incapable of targeting more than one creature, which is not true for Fireball.
Gotcha.
Fireball can hit multiple people, so that's why. So for this one, I can only hit one person, but I'm going to twin it. Okay, so yeah, so I'll do the one that's injured and maybe the one that's fighting Chuck? Is that one fighting Chuck? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'll try to do those guys. So, let me go back to my spell. Chill touch. Okay. It's a ranged spell attack. And do I have a plus to attack still?
You have a D8 and a D4.
Oh my god. That's what I like to hear. Okay. 22.
To hit?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that hits.
Yeah.
Both of them.
But it's just a twin spell. Should I roll twice?
Yeah, roll the attack twice and then damage once.
Okay, so all right. So let's say that's the injured one. And now I'm going to go for the one that is fighting Chuck. Oh, nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Nat 20. Oh, my God. I rolled good. That's 29. That's 36. I guess a second guy.
Yeah, that
which
hits.
That hits anything.
I love the idea of your D8 and your
I just wanted to. So now I'm going to do 2d8 necrotic damage to them.
Technically, three, though, right? Because the second one should have double damage
because it was a nat 20.
So if 2d8 is the standard, then the second one gets 4d8.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the second one.
So do your 2d8 against the first
the injured
guy.
One. So 4 necrotic damage.
So that you kill it.
Why? Yay! So number one, so this is my chill touch spell. So Celine's hand goes out and like from her hand, it's like almost like her hand skeleton comes out in a ghostly form.
That's
and just
cool.
like
mm-hmm.
whoop, emerges from her hand.
A little too scary.
And it fucking chokes the injured one.
He's like, hell
yeah,
ho.
It like chokes it, and its head just falls right off.
And then you add, you roll twice, and then add the 4 to whatever you roll now. What? Because those first two dice count for this guy. So you did 4, now roll those again and add 4 to whatever you know.
What do you mean add the number 4? Don't I just roll 4 of these?
No, because it's the same damage. Since you crit, you just add 2 more to that 4.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I forget what I did the first time, though. What did I say?
First time was 4.
4.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so now 11 for this guy.
Okay, so 11 total or 11 plus 4?
I rolled a 7 that time.
11 total.
11 total. Okay. This guy is not happy, but still alive.
Okay, so slightly misread earlier. He only has disadvantage on attack rolls against me. Sorry, the rest of you guys. But also, he cannot regain hit points until the start of my next turn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Celine, we'll make sure he doesn't get to you.
And then I shove the other one that Sarah tried to.
Okay.
Yeah, not the one I was attacking, but the third one.
He rolled well. 18.
Fuck! He doesn't move at all!
He's so strong.
So strong.
Lord.
Okay. That's my turn.
All right,
great. I'm staying back where I am.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Screech, echo. Oh,
good.
Screech, echo. He's gonna do some shit. He is going to go and start seeing if he can cut through this business over here. These guys.
Are you trying to get through? What are you? Oh, you're attacking them.
Yeah, okay. Kill them.
I thought you meant like you were sneaking through.
I'm gonna kill them dead.
Okay. You said cut, and that makes sense.
Yeah, I got cutty things. So against that first one there, it's gonna be a 15 plus 7, so 22
to hit.
Yeah.
Wow, that hits.
Great. I love it. Let me get my 3d6 out here.
Heard so many numbers today.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember all of them?
I can tell you every number in order.
Oh my god.
Six.
I can barely tell you like the number that I just 13. Rolled.
This doesn't have a dot on it, so it could be a 9.
That's true.
yeah, it's definitely a 9.
So 13 plus 4, 17 damage to that first skelly.
The guy with the big sword?
Yeah.
The guy with the scimitar?
The guy right here.
The guy that's not, that's, you're kind of in the
you
middle.
You guys are already dealing with these two, so I'm going to keep start pushing
through. So there's two that are in amongst the heroes here, and then there's a bunch of other that Screech is cutting through right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just and really skips helping the
It's almost
team.
Like I've explained nothing and just...
yeah, but when you explained it, you yeah. pointed at stuff. And so
no,
I
that's,
was saying,
that's what I was calling out about myself, is that I'm not actually explaining where things
that's
are.
Okay. The funny thing is, like, we would probably just say that if it was Theater of the Mind, but the fact that there is something visual...
Right.
Like, we're not telling him that he moved an inch to the left as opposed to whatever. You know?
Yeah. The difference would be that I would have asked Michael, like, where everything was, because I wouldn't be able to...
This turn would have taken 86 minutes.
That's true. You kill him.
Whoa!
You one-shot this beeve.
Whoa!
I progress.
One down.
So when I do the two up and fighting, they both have to be melee. I can't do like arranged.
Correct.
Sucks.
But if you keep there's a guy right next to you though. Out of his range, so you would get an opportunity.
Yeah, correct. I'll take the guy okay. that's right next to me.
Correct.
So that's.
Oh, no, he's not moving.
No, he's not moving.
No,
oh.
I'm going to stay right there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So 9 plus 7, 16.
That is.
To the sword guy.
To the sword guy. So there was a guy that was sort of behind me, and I decided to not move.
Yeah, sort of behind you.
Sort of. So that's going to be a 4 plus 2 is 6.
Okay, he doesn't even care.
Fine. Whoa.
He doesn't care about 6 damage?
He doesn't even care.
Okay. Because he got hurt already. So.
He got hurt with the fireball.
Like,
he doesn't even care
matter.
About the...
No, this is a different guy.
This is a different guy. He got... This guy got hurt?
This guy...
These are two of the original guys that were in this room.
No,
these are new guys.
So they were back here and then they moved in.
I will say I am confused about... So that's the guy with full health. That's what I mean.
I believe they all have full health now because all the other ones are dead.
Didn't Celine hurt the second one?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The guy...
Right in front of Chuck, right
The
now.
Guy right in front of Chuck is hurt.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. So that one did have full health. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So you did how much?
Six?
You said six.
At
you said
least.
Six. Okay.
And at most.
Okay.
And as mode.
Chuck.
Oh, my God.
Chuck?
Chuck.
Chuck Lanning?
Okay. Chuck Lanning. You're done, right?
No, I'm so done.
No, not at all. Yes. I'll just Word of Radiance it again, I think. They both need to do Constitution saving throws, please.
16?
I think that...
And 5.
You butthole.
16 and 5.
16 succeeds, 5 don't. So... 7 damage to the one that failed, please.
Okay.
As again, I kind of like lift my mace up in the air and it shoots out a radiant blast.
Okay. And that was the one that Celine had already tagged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that one, you're dead.
Bam! Get out of here, Axeman. The skeletal Axeman right in front of Chuck. And then I'll use my movement to go in front. Sorry, David. Mm-hmm. Go in front of Screech, and I don't give a fuck if that thing tries to opportunity attack me.
Tries to attack
you. You want to?
I thirst it.
I welcome it.
You're rolling great suddenly.
Michael, I don't like that.
Jesus, that's not what I expected. Yeah, that hits me.
Okay, 5 pierce.
Slashing
damage.
Oh, I love that you're
it's really important.
Yeah.
The damage type of the miniatures.
The miniatures, yes. I mean, that this bone guy here at the very back of this hallway has a bow and arrow, so they should be standing 7 feet to the left, in my opinion, right?
Oh, isn't that... That's... Oh, no, that's not. Yeah, I thought that was...
Yeah, no, that miniature is not from Games Workshop, but it might be from 1999. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could be Games Workshop, too. Well, the same set.
Skeletal Archer Wizards.
Okay, so that's
2005.
That's when Wizards made the minis, and not WizKids. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
I believe that's the entirety... kind of, actually. Thank you, Matthew Morris. That's the entirety of my turn, I think.
Sweet. Okay. All right, Milton.
Milton will probably need to attack the one that is right next to... that Chuck was standing right next to.
And is right by Screech.
Correct. Yeah, so it's the one that Screech just attacked recently.
Mm-hmm. We call it the sword guy.
Sword guy. So it's going to be 15 plus 7, 22 to hit.
Hits.
Nice job.
Do I have to... I probably would have to use my sneak attack on the first one, right? On the first one that hits?
I don't know.
Because like I feel like I don't need it for to kill this guy, probably.
I have no idea. I can look it up. Because I have access to your character sheet. I'm going to float. I've never thought of it.
9 damage.
That does kill him.
Sweet. Let's go.
Rest in piss! Again.
There are now only 2 skeletons and 1 bone golem left. You guys are mowing through these skeletons.
Yes.
I love them.
So I haven't
done my
sneak attack yet.
It's fun to kill a big old group of things.
Yeah. Hmm? I haven't done my sneak attack yet.
Okay. Yeah, because it says once per turn you can deal extra.
Perfect.
Damage.
So. We'd swoop out here. And then we're going to attack this other bony. Hey, this guy's a bony.
Look at bonies.
That's going to be 18.
That hits.
Okay. Six, seven, eight, 9. Plus 4, 13 damage.
Guess what?
Kill him. Oh!
Take that, the mace one.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Look at all these
Looks
guys.
Like these skeletons are boned.
This quest is easy. And as Chuck is like barreled over laughing, his face goes past the hallway. And
holy shit! We gotta get the fuck out of here. There's a huge guy coming.
Is he cute?
Yeah, Rourke, he's cute. No, but I'm gonna shit my pants.
So... you hear just the crashing sound as this massive bone golem comes charging in, and he's just smushing skeletons everywhere.
Well, he doesn't even care.
Bong, 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 and he stands right in front of these guys.
Oh crap!
And then
oh shit!
So he's got like a bunch of he's got a bunch of heads.
Yeah.
They're all just a bunch of skeleton bones.
Yeah, none of it's where you want the heads to be.
Yeah, he's got heads. His extremities are made of skulls.
Of skulls, mostly.
Yeah,
I see like 30 goddamn heads.
But the biggest and grossest head, most towards his actual head.
Yeah.
His jaw kind of like unhinges and down. And this gnarly, greenish-brownish mist comes pouring out of his mouth.
Michael, real quick.
Yeah.
We're all clumped together, so that's probably going to hit all of us if you do that.
Yeah. It's a 15-foot cone.
No! I wish I didn't move him.
I mean, he's kind of off to the side, though.
Oh, yeah, you can move the bone golem just so it perfectly
fits all. Shit!
Fuck!
He's gonna get shot in the ass by that other skeleton, though.
I might be able to help this.
You can't see it.
Oh, I can't see it from where I am.
Yeah, so I need you all to make a constitution saving throw if you're in that little zone right there. So that's Chuck, Milton, and Screech.
The boys club, boys.
Wait, is there another skeleton? Oh, that's your skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, guys, there's another skeleton over here. What if it's
his name is Milton. I'm going to name him Graves.
Graves. Graves is a perfect name for a
skeleton.
Actually,
it's a wonderful name for a skeleton.
It's a very good name for a skeleton.
Oh, my God.
You said constitution saving throw. What's a 9 get? Hell yeah.
That like went pew.
I like that.
I was trying to do it real fast, but then Tim was talking still, so I wanted to be faster. I want to be.
I got a 9.
Yeah, that's not great.
Okay, so 12 for Screech. Natural 1 for Milton.
No, Milton!
Screech can add a d4 and a d8, because I don't believe you used those before.
I used them on the last turn.
It's once per turn, I think.
Yeah, it's once per turn. This is how we've been doing it.
It does say...
For sure.
Yeah, so I don't think we can.
Are we doing it that way? Where it's just once per turn every turn?
I don't know. What's the rule?
The rule is that once... use bardic inspiration goes away.
Yeah, that's the way that we
once expended,
it.
But that makes but sense. But Tim's may be different. Chuck's may be different.
Once per turn.
Once per turn.
Once per turn.
So you Chuck, always have you a can, D4. You can use the D4.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I can use the D8.
I don't remember what I said for Screech.
It was like 12 or something.
Yeah, I think
like
it was 12.
Yeah, so 14.
And then I got up to 12.
Nice. Well, you all fail.
Fuck you. Ah.
And you're going to take 30 necrotic.
Oh!
Is that bad?
Oh, boy. That's not good.
It's still alive, though, so who cares?
Oh. 30?
30.
Well.
Plot armor.
Great knowing you guys.
No!
I'm down.
Did you play your own shit?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I almost healed myself. I was like, eh. Healing's so inefficient. I'll just go down.
Oh, boy.
30, huh?
30.
Goodbye.
This is it. That's his big.
That's like one
he
of
has
those.
To recharge it.
Okay. Recharge, boys.
Yeah.
I think they're at this point.
It's gonna be a. And I just fall down to the bones.
Oh my god. Yeah, and I guess at this point, Selene's hearing everything. So, like on her turn, she'd run up. Be like, yeah. Back.
I hope so.
I'm just like, I'm just looking out the door over here. See ya.
You need to shoot some baskets.
But before you do that, the skeleton peeks around the side and fires an arrow at Screech.
What? Is Screech?
Bone Mama.
I mean, he's behind Chuck.
No, I want
Does.
Sorry.
Oh,
let
fuck.
Me,
fuck.
Let me put does my mini on the
front.
You, anytime you say it like that, you know it does.
Does an 8 hit your armor class?
Does it? Fuck you.
You know it does. I'm nude as fuck out here.
I am fully nude.
I know. But,
you know what? I should use my inspiration to not...
To not die.
You know what? I'll keep it. You know what? I'm going to keep it.
Save
you know?
It for something worse.
Something better, yeah.
Something better.
Something better than death.
Rourke, you just saw your dad die.
I mean, he's not dead.
But I'm dead.
I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to touch his little toe, and I'll aww. Give you 3d8.
Yay. You can roll it. My toe still hurts. I'm so brave.
I'm touching the toe that is purposely up. 3, 7.
Ooh.
1.
So 11 total?
11.
Hey!
That's better than 0. Better.
That's good. Unless he was less than 11.
I'll friggin' take 11 healing. I don't give a crap. Like,
yeah, he's like fully knocked out and then does the, yeah, gasp.
I spit out a ton of bones from my mouth.
Like you're drowning?
Yeah.
There's bones in my lungs.
I got bone lung. Oh my god. I don't know what was in that gas. Probably bones.
It's true.
Okay.
That's my turn.
That's your turn.
What about your bone boy?
Yeah, what about your bone boy?
Oh.
Yeah. Get that bone boy working. Graves.
And I, then. He moves up. And he...
Just walks over my back.
Yeah.
It feels good.
He attack?
I don't worship you anymore.
Yeah, attack.
Well, I don't know what a skeleton does to damage or anything.
Oh, I can tell you.
Okay,
That's funny. He has +4 to hit.
Okay.
And he does 5, or he does 1d6 +2 piercing.
Well, I rolled a 4, so he has 8. So he goes up there and he tries his best.
Oh, he's trying.
He is going to miss.
Great roll. Does it hit?
No, it doesn't hit.
Okay.
Next time, Graves. Next time.
All right. Selene.
Okay. Oh, boy. What a jumble of people we have here, which is a problem.
Fireball.
I want to.
You would just kill all of us.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, I need to move closer. Okay. Here's the thing, though. So I have lightning bolt.
No.
Is it really only 5 feet? Well, you guys can't move because it's only a 5 foot width. It's a blast of 5. So can I say, duck down, and then go?
Can you could stand on Jack?
There's no way you can do that and hit the skeleton in the back. I mean, I'm prone, so it's whatever, but...
You know what, though? It's okay. I can hit a normal this time and maybe set up for me to do. Like, maybe if you guys try to push them back into here, then I could do another fireball or a lightning bolt.
Uh-huh.
That could be, like, setting up for next round.
Uh-huh.
So Selene yells that as she's, like, running up and, like, seeing what's going on. It's like, you guys get out of the way for next time. And then I would like to hit it with...
So we're going to set an action item for you to get out of the way with a deadline of 6 seconds from now?
Yeah, no, literally, that's what's happening.
I'd love to.
Well, maybe I will just do chill touch again and I'll twin it again and try it, because is there another skeleton
There's
here?
One skeleton left.
There's one skeleton. Can I see him?
Oh, yeah, you can see him.
Okay, so I would like to hit both of them with chill touch then. Okay. If I can. And I still have the extra D8 and D4?
Mm-hmm. Cool. That'll give him disadvantage, eh?
Hmm?
Didn't you say chill touch gave him disadvantage?
They have this disadvantage to attack rolls against me.
Yeah. Oh.
So they try to hit me back, then they have disadvantage.
Sorcerers.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes we're good, sometimes we're not. Well, I rolled pretty great. So this is for the, this would be, I think I probably would do the bone guy first, because the big one, because it's in the front. So that is a 23.
That hits.
It's a hit. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then let me roll another one. Oh, I rolled wrong. I did two d4s instead of a d4 and a d8. It didn't matter before because I rolled well. That is a 20 to hit the little one in the back.
That hits.
Cool. So now I'll do 2d8 of necrotic damage.
We found a lot of big dudes.
We have a lot of big dudes. Awesome. So 7 necrotic damage to each of them.
Okay.
And I'd like to try to push the bone mama back if I can.
Okay.
So again, yeah.
To squish the other skeleton.
I would love that. So this time, because Selena's twinning it, she sends both of her hands out and the skeleton hands come out of it and nice. Whack them. Slap him in the face.
And then who's getting pushed?
The bone mama. The bone golem.
10.
Oh. Push by feet.
Push him.
Push
him real good. That's great.
Sorry, Graze.
Does it smush him? Does it smush that other skeleton?
I don't think so.
Oh, Bachman, you knocked over Graves a few times.
He's dying. Yeah,
he's picking
up. He's our friend. Person too.
He's our friend.
Graves is people too.
Graves is number 13 on the Star Destiny list, you know?
Oh, yes. Have like a bunch of musical stars sing like a Graves are people too. Like a We Are the World kind of thing. Yeah, so we're gonna swoop in here.
Ow. Right, yeah, because if you can push them there and then you guys go here, then I can just go.
Yeah. Okay. Or, oh, that's a good idea. I forgot about your thing. Yeah. I was gonna climb them. I'm glad you said that.
And remember, I could either do lightning bolt, which is a straight line, or I can do fireball, which is, you know, a circle explosion.
Natural 20.
Oh
baby. Someone had his
We should tell the stream we have a nat 20.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Wait, so where's the other one?
The other
it's,
not open.
Yeah, it's over there. So Screech will like kind of hop off of Chuck.
Ow.
And then like knee slide through like under the bone mama's legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then do like a cut at
ooh,
the
cool.
Achilles. I'm trying to get some of those tendons that we're here
oh,
for.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look how tendony he is.
He's so tendony.
Yeah, he looks very chewy.
At first, you're like, it's a bone crunchy. Golem. Like, how tendy can it be? Very is the answer.
So it would be 4d6 because it's going to be twice my attack die and then my 2 for the sneak attack.
I think you get sneak attack 2 because there's like 2 or 3 things that the crit.
Yeah, it doubles
to,
the,
and I literally always forget. I know Divine Smite is one.
If it's damage dice, I think it doubles it. And so mm-hmm. I think it does double mm-hmm. it for the.
It's possible that's like. Yeah.
So I would have 66.
I believe so. 66?
I like that. 6, 12, 14. 14 plus 6, 20, 25, plus 4, 29 damage.
No.
And I've still got another attack.
Damn.
I felt good. I like that.
Hell yeah, baby.
Got crit.
4 plus 7. 11?
To hit the boat? No, it doesn't hit the boat.
That's all right. I
add a d4 if you didn't do it last time.
I didn't. 4.
Sorry, what is it total?
15.
That hits.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes!
I don't think you. Well, I went unconscious. Would you lose it? It's not a concentration spell.
I think it's fine then.
6 plus 4 is 10. Another 10 damage.
Damn. All right.
Get freaked.
It's 39 damage for people.
That's a lot of damage.
Chalk.
Hey man, if there's two undead near me, I am going to go ahead and my character sheet is not there. I'll channel divinity and to make them wiggin' run away.
Oh, get those opportunity attacks?
Nope, it's force movement. Doesn't work.
That doesn't make sense. I'm gonna write a letter.
Okay. I present my holy symbol and speak a prayer censoring the undead. Each undead that can see or hear you within 30 feet, so 2, must make a wisdom saving throw. If you fail, it is turned for 1 minute, or until it takes damage. A turned creature must spend its turn to move as far away from you as it can, and it cannot willingly move to a space within 30 feet of you. It also can't take reactions. For its action, it can only use the dash action. So, you need to make a wisdom saving throw for both of these skeletons.
Okay. I'm going to do the little one first.
How wise are these skeletons?
Probably so wise.
That one got an 8.
Goodbye.
So he running.
He ran. Wait, does he run now or did he run
on his turn?
He's just in there. He's shaking. His bones are rattling.
Yeah, they're rattling. There's a lot of bone rattling going on now.
And then, all right, let's see what we do here.
Too bad.
No, that's cocked.
Yeah, it was cocked.
It doesn't go on the
thing. It didn't go on the thing.
It doesn't. I my rule is if it doesn't go on the thing.
That's fine.
Which is 100% all the time, even if I roll a 20.
Yeah. Do you believe me? I do. I believe you.
Sure. David, I need you to go through all the footage.
Oh.
14. Oh, no, wait.
Did you add the plus 4 from back?
15.
if you don't add the d4, you won't yet. No, it's turned.
He's
sorry.
Got turned?
Yep. And it cannot take opportunity, or it cannot take
reactions,
and it has to run away from me. So what I'm going to do is stand up, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm unwound. And I'm going to... I think this is a good idea. I don't...
Remember the lightning bolt.
I'm remembering. I guess I'm still an overthink. And I'll go on the north side from where I'm sitting.
You said it straight at Celine.
Yeah, I was gonna do that. I don't know, I thought it was funny. Screech is to the south as I'm sitting. Milton's to the southeast. And I'm to the north as where I am sitting. Now, that is my action. And for my bonus action. I'm gonna heal myself, physician. So
I got Bachman good.
So that's a healing word. 2d4 plus 5. 4. 6. 11. So then I just heal myself 11, which is doubling my current hit points.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll take it.
I mean, I'm glad you're not dead.
Me too. You know what? Me too.
Yeah.
And that's my goal during turn.
Milton Graves.
Milton Graves, inspired by the young master, is going to roll worse than the young master.
He's trying so hard.
So at 18 to hit for that first attack.
That hits.
Okay, we're gonna start chopping at the other leg.
Start whittling it down.
Just get rid of it.
Just whittling it down. Oh, those are good rolls. Yeah, that's all right. That's an 11 plus 4. It's a 15 damage.
All right. You want to be that way?
I do.
Fine.
Oh, that's another 18 to hit.
That's going to hit.
4 plus 4. It's another 8 damage.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty.
Hell yeah. Big
We're
damage.
Both working on, like, he'd be over here just working on opposite ankles.
All right.
Did I
just skip Selene? I think I just skipped Selene.
No. This Rourke actually next, I think.
No, it's bone.
Oh, that was Milton. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is this so confusing? Just because Bachman
has two characters that are both rogues?
That are both rogues.
Rogues.
One is playing his other persona. It's so confusing about that. We couldn't keep a track before.
So
now we have miniatures.
So the bone golem would like to
run away from me.
Would like to get away.
Got to get away.
Okay.
I guess he can't recharge his necrotic breath. He's trying to run away.
Oh, he did get to attack once. Okay, I was feeling bad for a second.
No way, get out of here.
He dropped Chuck dead on the first blast.
I forgot about that.
He killed me.
Well, it wasn't me,
so I forgot about it.
That's a good point.
No, you can go forward. Yeah. You can go forward. He goes forward. And then I guess. And then I guess to the right for a total of 30 feet. So I would put him,
like a little more.
A touch further.
Oh, this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way we can still get around him into that room.
Does he get an I think he takes opportunity attacks.
He would have taken one,
we would get them for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, like you would
get that's what I mean. Like we would get them
as it goes by.
Because he takes the dash action, so he moves.
Well, that's what I was asking. You said it was forced movement.
I did say that.
But force movement is different than fleeing.
Yeah.
Right. Like force movement is like, I haven't moved. My body is physically.
It's like what
places.
I do to people when I push them.
So we take it from all of us. Well, I mean,
so technically.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Short answer yes. Long answer no. Because I believe it breaks if he takes damage, fine because you're the first one up. So.
That's true. So, yeah. So, I guess as he tries to leave.
Yeah. So, it is turned for 1 minute or until it takes any damage.
Yeah. So, you can choose to attack him or not.
And it's taking its action to do it. So, it still eats its action.
Its action is dead.
So, and I probably have the highest damage potential from an opportunity attack.
Yes. Okay. So, and you get to, you can sneak attack him with opportunity attacks.
Beautiful.
Well.
He didn't take damage from Screech. Because that was 3 plus 7, so 10.
10 does not hit unless you've got Bardic.
D4.
Or D4.
Do I still
have
D4?
D4 won't get you there.
I can't keep track. I don't believe you can. I don't really remember.
Good news is I'm playing 2 rogues.
There you go. What's up? Let's go.
14 plus 7, 21.
And if you were missed, I would take a hit. I would try it.
Okay, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's not great. Plus another 4, so 11.
Okay. So it's no longer turned, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if it wants, it can keep moving, right?
Yeah, it doesn't want to move.
Okay, so like runs away, gets stabbed.
It goes 5 feet, I guess.
Does it like turn around and look down at Graves for stabbing it?
Yeah, probably.
What the fuck? Yeah. How dare you?
And then the other skeleton will now try to flee.
Good luck.
But you're not in a good situation, bud.
I think Chuck gets a shot at him.
Nice.
Yoink. That will be I think 12.
That's what the skeleton sounds like.
12 to hit its armor class.
Let me see, because I have that magic. It's 11. That's 11. Fuck.
Well, we're also going past the skeleton.
Oh, yeah. He gets Graves.
Graves. Graves. Yeah.
Skeleton on skeleton.
I rolled a 6 plus what was the skeletons they had?
I think
7?
It was, it's plus 4 to hit.
So 4.
So that's 10. So that also misses.
Boo.
So it's going to move a full 60 feet.
Jesus.
He's like, I am out of here.
He's just like around the corner. I think he might be gone, unless you guys.
We're gonna hunt him down.
Unless you guys come after him, he's not coming back.
Okay. Yeah, that's. I mean, like
he's gonna go 60 feet every 10 turns. So.
Like yeah, you tell him. You tell him who did this to you.
Yeah.
All right, he's gone. All right. Rourke.
What just happened?
Oh, that skeleton ran away forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is sort of maneuvering.
I'll not move. Yeah.
Well, but wait. So wait. Real quick. Quick question
he
here.
Is.
What's who's this?
Milton.
That's Milton. Great.
So you got
a little gap right here.
Okay. That's what I was making sure that like
there was it. He made well. So I think he's filling that hallway though, right? I would put him a little bit further,
in?
A little bit closer towards Celine.
Oh, he's like in that zone.
Yeah, I think he's like, that's him moving 5 feet to me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Sure. What?
Sure.
And
sure. Okay.
And I think that would give Rourke, if Rourke wants to have get access. To-
yeah, because that's it. You can get him and then step back and not be in the way.
Yeah, because you're like catty corner to his quote unquote.
Yeah, because I'm basically going to be blasted.
Just, I can just stay there and then cast a spell.
Okay.
That's yeah. Cool.
I
feel like I keep thinking you're Lonnie in some ways. Like, oh, you need to get up there. It's like, oh, no, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't.
Oh my gosh, what is it? I'll do Aura of Vitality. And so it doesn't do anything, like, right now. And Graves can try to stab.
Yeah, get him.
Get him. Get him.
That's 11 to hit.
A skeleton? No.
Yeah.
He's trying. You know that he's got an armor class of 13 because you've got a skeleton now.
That's what
you're... Well, wait. The Bone Mama.
Yeah, it was a Bone Mama.
Bone Mama. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, Grace
the other skeleton's
hitting
gone.
The
Oh,
bone
I'm sorry.
Mama, but 11 does four. Not hit her.
Yeah, 11 does
yeah,
not
hit her. Yeah, it still doesn't
hit,
either. But...
Or
yeah. I was like, wait, does she have a Bone Mama?
Yeah, what?
Something
funny,
big
like,
boys
what?
Have, like, worse AC.
That's but, true, yeah. You know. Like, they have more HP, but
wait,
lower
yeah, yeah.
AC.
Not in this case, though.
Nope.
Not in this case.
All right, so that means we go to Celine.
So... I do have a question.
Yeah.
So, Lightning Bolt says a stroke of lightning forming a line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide. Now, this is going to blast into the wall. Mm. Is it going to do something? I guess I don't know. I'm just saying that. Because it's not like, it says it's 100 feet. So, I'm just putting that out there. Yeah, let's freaking, it's a dex save.
Bye. Good luck.
This thing.
The bone golem.
This thing,
so
yeah.
Dexterous.
This thing looks so dexterous.
Very nimble.
Yeah. Four.
Oh,
especially
no.
After you've been working
that
on his ankles.
That is
like
not
going to
happen. So, Mr. Bone Mama, it's
Mr.
time
Bone
to take
Mama.
8d6 friggin' lightning damage.
No.
86?
86.
Actually roll.
I rolled.
No, I see some fives and
yeah,
sixes.
Yeah, no, I rolled pretty good this
oh,
no. time.
Holy shit.
Baby.
I don't see any twos. I don't see any ones.
No, man, it's not. Okay. 31 lightning damage to
no,
him.
He doesn't.
He ain't shit.
I would also just like to say, I don't know if this affects anything, but mm-hmm. The lightning ignites flammable objects in the area that aren't being worn or carried. So if there's any, I don't know if like maybe.
There's clearly root in the
any
dwarven
forge. Can bones
titles.
Be let on fire? I don't know how that
I,
works.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know that you can say you're literally wearing your own flesh meat.
That's
no, no, no. That's what I mean. But if there's skeletons, like, because there's bones everywhere here. So maybe the bones catch on fire or just like the random bones on the
and
ground.
And we love we're being in a cave like, full of it, fire.
Is it, I thought you did lightning.
I did, but that's what it is.
Oh, the lightning also does fire.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, it just says lightning, the lightning ignites flammable objects
gotcha.
In the area that aren't being worn or carried.
Gotcha. Well, I think it definitely blasts a pretty sizable hole through the wall.
Yes.
Right? Like.
So it's just like.
Digs a little tunnel.
Yeah.
It's all going to fall on us.
Yeah, the whole place.
So we can now.
The whole place starts to rattle.
We can go straight through here. We don't have to go.
Yeah, exactly. I blast it
all.
That
saves time.
That's what he says. Time.
And I would like to try to push. Or do I want to push it? Yeah, I want to try to push him back, too.
Real bad, 7.
You guys push 5
Here
feet.
Comes the boy.
Yeah, I push him to you guys like, hey, your turn now.
Shit.
And actually, yeah, Celine yells out, you guys got him now.
In, we're not all clumped up this time. Hell yeah, we're so smart and used to this. Good. Good at this.
All right. So, Celine, you're done.
It's my turn.
Screech.
Back to the ankles.
Greco.
14 plus 7. Let's go.
Let's go.
One.
Let's go.
The hits.
Let's go.
We got a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13 damage.
Let's go.
Wow. 13. Wow.
Then 19 to hit for that second attack.
Let's go.
Ooh. 5 damage.
Let's go.
That sucked.
And 0.
It's so much better than 0. All right, great job.
Thank you.
Give us a little visual description of what you just did.
So he had been on the ground, slashing at the Achilles the previous turn. Mm-hmm. The bone bro had moved into the hallway, and I was like, now I got to stand up. And I'm just like sitting there kneeling in the bones, and like, I don't want to have to get up. I just got down here, and then Celine pushes him back, and I'm like, oh,
wow, and I just starts acting.
Wonderful. All right, Chuck.
Okay, I will try to hit it with. Oh, what's this? Inflict wounds, and I'm gonna roll so good. I know it. I don't like this.
Use your inspiration.
That is true. Okay. That is a 20-something.
A 20-something is going to hit.
Okay. So this is 5d10.
Wow.
That is 35 necrotic damage as I bash it. Hit, inflict wounds style. Like, probably when I hit it, like, spikes pop out of my Mace of Regnir.
What does it look like when you kill this bone golem?
So, yeah, I, like, rear back, and I smash it as its, like, head is probably coming down to bite me, and kind of, like, haymaker it, and then instead of just the spikes growing out of my Mace of Regnir, it, like, kind of, like, burrows into him, and, like, all these other vines and shit just start popping out and impaling, much like that drow head. Got the old skull impaling blood up. So, like, all his other skulls are being popped out. And he's, like, kind of pushed up in the air, sort of like Emperor Kallus at the end of Destiny 2 Lightfall's campaign.
Not familiar.
Okay.
But
uh-huh.
But that's cool.
Okay.
And as it falls to the ground, Chuck says, level your pussy up.
Let's get those tendons or whatever.
We got. Oh, I got them right here. Screech is holding up two spaghetti, like, just slashed up tendons. He's been working on
it. Can we, like, do we know it's just the ink? I mean, if this stuff gives you boners, we could probably, like, sell this, right?
We can express a few glands on this thing.
Yeah. And honestly,
let's get in there.
Now that we're striking out on our own, I do think we're going to need to think about our money.
We need more cash flow, yeah.
I don't have any money, is what I'm saying. So, yeah, if we could make some.
We should have extorted the OT before you left. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
You owe me 38, me and Rourke 38 gold.
What?
Yeah.
Well, but. I left those guys. The OT's the one that owes
me. Yeah, but you, where were the OT? And you said you're going to pay us.
Interest compounded daily.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later. So
I'll pay you.
We get to take a bite of all your food.
What?
As like a tax. Until you, yeah.
And that way you'll know you're not poisoned.
That's true. And if you die, we'll die together.
Oh. I do actually, whenever I like make something for Amelia and I like take a bite of it and I call it dad tax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to.
Jennifer calls it wife tax.
Wife tax. My mom would say she was checking to see if it was poison.
I say, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. Can I do like a survival to get more boner pills?
We have got to strip this thing for parts because we've got to make money now.
22.
Yeah, you break it down.
Look at all these boner pills.
So nasty.
Rourke, don't eat these.
Who needs healing?
Probably
Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, she has her whatever, so.
Yeah.
I do. I need,
Screech just wants a nap.
I need 17 healing. But yeah, we do need to take a long rest.
I need healing.
Do we also need to take a long rest?
I think yes. I think so.
That's a good place to stop, right?
I think we can, when we return, we can see what happens when Jermichael gets his his cure.
Jermichael!
That's a good thing to look forward to.
Yeah!
Well, I can't wait to find out what happens in 2 months.
we'll have to.
We'll figure it out.
We'd get all rusty if we.
We'd get too rusty because that was thing is like, oh, it was kind of nice to do a bunch back to back because like, oh, weird, I remember what's happening.
Yeah. What are you guys doing next month?
Nothing.
It would be funny if we start doing this to like, okay, it's not a Kickstarter, but like, can you just get guys to give us money?
Please.
It was my Michael's plane ticket, please.
It is honestly going to suck to go back to playing like Theater of the Mind after playing.
I know, the minis are so fun. I like just being able to pick up and be like, hey guys, I'm talking with a mini right now.
Most Kickstarters for podcasts are to make them better. We are brave and we did one that will make ours worse. No, I think we'll appreciate being digital in a different way. And I think it'll help us to think about it in a more 3D sense and things like that. For probably 6 months, and then we'll forget it and then go back.
Well, we just gotta try to play with each other in person more often. Yeah.
I'd love to play with you. Yeah. So thank you so much, backers, yet again, right?
Yeah. Hell, my gosh.
Oh my god.
We were able to do this because of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who are you pointing
at? You keep forgetting the camera's there. or you're April Fooling me. I'm not sure which. But that was a ton of fun. Thank you so much, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
Waxing a beautiful story. And, you know, gotta say, it, in a complimentary way, minis in your painting stole the show.
They really did. It was so exciting every time they come out.
I don't
want to
sound like
I'm
poo-pooing your story.
Can I see that bone golem? I gotta look at him in close.
Yeah, those guys are fun.
Oh my god, awesome.
They were fun to me.
I want to paint one of these.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks everybody. Yeah. Do we want to sign off?
Shit, yeah.
We haven't done that.
Yeah.
We should probably do that, right?
All. Yep.
Yeah, you might see us in different shirts and clothes. should we put different hats on for this so it looks different?
And just mix it up.
Yeah, like, here's my hair up.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can find us at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And you can find us on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers, and you can find me in all those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning, and there's a link tree there, so you can check all the stuff there.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman. Remember that?
Yeah.
I do remember that. That's Bachman Strong. Yeah,
Bachman Strong.
And I think we also, you know, I'm sure, I know the final product's going to be perfect, but let's pre-thank David.
Oh my god,
He's like listening to this later as we're clapping into his microphones. He's like,
please stop clapping.
Thank you so much, David, for all the insane amount of hard work you did.
Hell yeah.
It means a lot.
And it's been so fun hanging out with you this weekend.
Yes,
it would have been the same without you for outside of the tech reasons.
Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Yeah.
want to say thank you to our demigods. We have Landon Smith and Daniel Garcia, and also our Wex, James Stanley, Jeff Tien, Mike Weber, Charlene McPherson, Angry Armadillo, Craig Gerton, William Pettibone, and Jonah Eisenstock.
Yay! Yay!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.